Lecture 17, Leo Beck's Mystery and Commandment.
What we are about to chart right now is the response and reaction to Hermann Cohn's philosophy and his awesome impact upon Jewish thought at the turn of the 20th century. We will see those who will be indebted to Hermann Cohn, but what is really quite interesting is how they will depart from him, and they will use him as a catalyst to rethink the whole nature of Jewish thought. Our first candidate in this group of individuals responding and reacting and interacting with Hermann Cohn's philosophy is Leo Beck. Leo Beck was clearly a disciple of Hermann Cohn, but he was, unlike Hermann Cohn, not a professional philosopher. And I think this is one of the critical differences that we will see immediately in somehow violating the integrity of Hermann Cohn's philosophical system. Leo Beck's early writings betray his great indebtedness to the German idealist philosophy and its tradition, but as we will also see, it is the beginning of a break as well. Beck produced in the first decades of the 20th century a very important work called The Essence of Judaism. We will be speaking about this work in another context in a few minutes, but clearly now let us simply underscore its relationship to Hermann Cohn's philosophy in defining Judaism as essentially ethical monotheism, its prophetic heritage, its ability and desire to transform the world in the Messianic era. All of these themes that we have seen so clearly in Hermann Cohn are reflected in the essence of Judaism. In many respects, Hermann Cohn would have been proud of this work as a kind of successor to his own philosophy. Yet in one significant way, Beck is moving apart, moving to another pole in his own reflection of what Judaism means with respect to Hermann Cohn. For him, the experience of being a Jew involves more than ethical monotheism. It also includes a category which we would never find in Hermann Cohn's philosophy called religious consciousness. And here is the concept that I want to speak about as the major departure from Hermann Cohn. What is this new element in Leo Beck called religious consciousness, and what is its import for Jewish thought, and how do we understand why Leo Beck arrived at this position? Let's first of all speak about intellectual influence, but I don't think intellectual influence alone will explain this new category called religious consciousness. The intellectual influence of the idea comes out of studying German Christian thought in the early decades of the 20th century, and in the 19th century as well, but especially the work of one theologian named Rudolf Otto, who in 1917 published a very repercussive work called The Idea of the Holy. For Otto, religion arises out of a sense of the holy, out of a fascination and fear. When you walk into a Catholic church, you feel the presence of God. You are caught up in the architecture. You are caught up in the environment, in the atmosphere the church is trying to create. You are in the presence of God, so to speak. And this inner experience is vital to appreciating the power of religion and religiosity. This indeed complements ethical monotheism. In other words, the ethical, the task, the transformation of the world is certainly a part of being religious. But being religious is also caught up in the sense of awe, in the sense of passion, in the emotive aspect of walking into a church or a synagogue and feeling, as we said, the presence of God. This new element, which Beck is going to introduce into his own theology of Judaism, shatters that philosophical integrity of the neo-Kantian system of pure reason. Remember, in that system, God is an idea. God is the supreme idea which unites the ethical and the natural realm. But it is all about ideas and about an ideal world.